Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Stu Miller. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott spins and fires to second and has Cepeda trapped. There's the throw to Dark, who tags Cepeda for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Sauer moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Schmidt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morin out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Long goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bressuit moves to second. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Bressuit scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt is walked intentionally. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cepeda moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bresut is walked intentionally. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Morin reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dick Drott. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Walls reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Don Elston. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.